Good evening. My name is Jay from Opinion Research. We just conducted an opinion survey, and we would love to include your response to the study. Are you a legal resident on the state of Minnesota? Can you be so kind, share your opinion with us real quick?
Yes, I'm legal state.
Thank you. And just for statistical purpose only, are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And what is the biggest issue that you think is facing the state of Minnesota today, to the best of your knowledge, your opinion? Anything comes to mind?
Yeah, roads.
The roads, okay. Okay, thank you. I really appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue? The global environmental issue. I have a list right here, but if you have something on your mind, can you share your opinion?
Garbage. We're too wasteful.
The waste, right?
Yes.
All the waste? Okay.
All the waste.
Thank you. Carbon emission. Thank you. Now, moving on, what is the most important or present environmental issue facing Minnesota? Let me read this real quick. The water pollution, the air pollution, the global warming, the climate change, the recycling, forest management, the protect wetlands, the mining, the nuclear waste, endangered species, timber harvest, landfill space. If you can pick one, or if you have one on your mind, can you share that?
Global warming.
The global warming. Thank you, ma'am. I really appreciate your patience. Now, using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? How about the forest and produce industry? How would you rate them? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Excellent. How about the medical manufacturing? How would you rate them? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay. And the refining, how would you rate them? How would you rate that
farming?
Industry?
Excellent.
No, refining.
With
refining.
What?
Refining?
Refining?
Yeah, refining. How would you rate that industry? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I don't even know what that is.
Okay, how about the agriculture and farming? How would you rate
Excellent.
That industry in Minnesota? Excellent.
Excellent.
And the how about the electric utilities? How you think the performance
Excellent.
On the environmental? Excellent.
Excellent.
And the mining? And the mining?
Excellent.
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 Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving on. Now, how would you rate the job of each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? How about the forest and timber industry? How would you rate them? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
I'd say good.
Okay. And how about the U.S. Forest Service? How would you rate them? How do you think
good.
They do in managing the forest? Okay.
Good.
And the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
Good.
Okay. And the county lands departments? How would you rate them? Same question.
What kind of lands?
County land departments?
County land?
How would you rate that? Yes, how would you rate that that agency?
Well, I don't know what the county does with the land.
Okay. How about the environmental groups in Minnesota? How do you think they do in managing the forest and natural resources in Minnesota? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
Fair.
Fair? Okay. Thank
yeah.
you, ma'am. Moving on. Now, how important do you feel that the forest produce industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say that it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important? What's your
very
opinion?
Very important.
Okay, thank you. Now, the next one. How significant a role do you think the forest produce industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say that it is very significant, somewhat, not too significant, or not at all significant?
What was the question again?
How significant a role do you think that the forest produce industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Very, somewhat significant, not too, or not at all significant?
I think very.
Very significant.
Good.
Okay. And each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested? What's your opinion?
Probably the same.
The same? Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving on. Now, do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s? More, fewer, or about the same?
About the same.
Thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate your patience. Now, do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future, or not?
Yes.
Okay. And now, what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say that has a positive impact, no impact, or a negative impact? What's your opinion?
Positive.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, do you feel that it's possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
I don't know.
Okay, we can move on. And there is no right or wrong answers, ma'am. I do appreciate your patience. Now, do you feel, ma'am, that it's acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
Yeah.
Okay. And now, do you feel, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Now, ma'am, do you feel that it will be a good idea to also designate a land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as a biofuel or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
I don't think wood generates electricity.
So how should I record your answer? Yes, no, or continue?
Say the question again.
Okay, do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as a biofuel or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the next one, it says, do you feel that it's appropriate to use a whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as a biofuel or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
You know, I don't know what you're trying to get to.
We can move on to a different topic, ma'am, but just for the sake of the research. I mean, if you don't have an answer, we can move on, ma'am. Okay?
Yeah, let's move on.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate your patience. Now, have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest produce industry? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you donate money to the environmental causes? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, okay, and the next one, it says, the Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Now, much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Now, the question is, do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant, a minor component, or it is a fading component of the Minnesota state economy? What's your opinion?
Significant.
A significant. Thank you, ma'am. Now, It says, like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding a trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Now, will you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Support or oppose that idea?
I guess I support it.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities, providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment use and either timber harvesting or on forest produce mills. Now, Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. Now, the investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities of the forest industry, leading to the increase in both the number and the diversity of the workforce. Now, the question is, will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest, and forest industry? Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you, ma'am. We're almost done, okay? Just a minute or so. I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose the state funding for that part of the program. Now, the first one, create a new training program directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Support or oppose that?
Support.
And increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed in the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrants, and minority communities. Will you support or oppose that?
Support.
Okay, and work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues. Support or oppose?
Support.
Okay, and the last one, get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry workers' jobs provide. Support or oppose that?
Say the question again.
Yes, ma'am. It says, go into classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry workers' jobs provide. Will you support that proposition?
Yes.
Or oppose?
Yes.
Support. Okay, let's finish this up. The last question, just for statistical purposes only, so we can finish. What is the highest level of education that you have completed? High school, technical, or grade school, some college, college graduate?
High school.
Graduate degree. Okay, thank you. And what is your age? Are you from 18 to 34, 35 to 49,
no.
50 to 64, or 65 plus?
Plus.
65 plus. Okay, how would you describe the community you live in? A large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Rural.
Thank you, ma'am. And last year, your annual household income was $25,000, $25,000 to $49,000, $50,000 to $74,000, $75,000 to $99,000, or $100,000 plus?
25,000.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, do you consider your political views to be a liberal, progressive, a moderate, or a conservative?
Conservative.
Thank you, ma'am. And the last question, and this is just for statistical purpose only, and which of the following categories would you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming, agriculture, retire, a homemaker, or not employee, business
retire.
Management? Retire. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And like I said, you know, this is just for statistical purpose only. By no means we're trying to insult your intelligence. Okay, ma'am? So, and your gender, in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself a male or a female?
Female.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I really appreciate you taking the time to help me. Very kind of you, ma'am. Enjoy the rest of the evening, okay? Goodbye.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.